Our guest this morning is Matthew Peterson. He's written a book called A Parallel World Zero. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Stephanie.
We're glad to have you on. Tell us about your book.
Oh, Parallel World Zero. Some reviewers just recently said some really good things. They said it's like Harry Potter meets Star Wars. So if you can kind of imagine some magic blended with some spaceships, then you get an idea of what Parallel World Zero is about.
Why did you decide to write it?
You know, I actually started back in 1990 when I was in 8th grade. And, you know, a 14-year-old boy playing video games, watching movies, I really got a neat idea. Problem was is that my computer died. And so I quit writing after about 6 chapters. But the thing that helped me to continue writing it is years later, someone told me, hey, why don't you take a look at this Harry Potter book? And so I picked up Harry Potter, and my jaw dropped, and I realized, oh, this is very similar to my book. So I picked it back up again and finished it.
Now, are some of the characters that you created in the book based on anybody you know?
Oh, yeah. The main character, Simon Kent, he's based on me when I was younger. But then again, you know, when I got older, you know, in my late 20s, early 30s, I had to create a character that was more like me at that time. So there are 2 storylines in the book, one with the younger characters and one with the older characters.
Talk about the writing process. I mean, you talked about how you started it, you put it away, you brought it back. As you came back to the book, did you find it easily coming out, or did you kind of struggle a little bit in some spots?
You know, I didn't struggle. That book, I couldn't write it fast enough. Well, I'm very meticulous with my writing. It still took a year to write, but it was like a movie in my mind, and I just had to write what I saw in my mind. So, but there are definite changes from when I was 14 years old writing it and in my late 20s writing it, different maturity level, and I added a lot more complexity in the foreshadowing and some issues that some kids today might find interesting, like loneliness and overcoming trials.
And as you said, those are things that kids are dealing with today, and maybe seeing it in the book will give them, you know, maybe feelings of not being alone in their feelings.
Yeah, the main character, he starts out with, you know, he's short and low self-esteem, but as the book goes on, you know, he gets sent to another world where all of a sudden he can perform magic, and it just goes out wild, you know, it's very crazy magic. He can't control it, and he eventually comes out of his shell, becomes friends, and becomes a leader.
And I know Harry Potter did a lot to bring kids back to reading your book kind of along the same lines. It has to feel good knowing that kids are looking forward to your books and looking forward to reading.
Yeah, I had a librarian email me yesterday, saying they're very excited to get my book because there's one child that they've been talking to that just doesn't like to read at all, but he started reading my book, and the mom actually emailed me and said, yeah, I had to force him to go to bed because he didn't want to stop reading it.
And that's the thing, it's not just for kids. Parents are enjoying the books too, aren't they?
Oh yeah, definitely. The very first person I ever gave it to was an adult, and he emailed me the next day and he said, I had to call in sick from work so I could finish reading it because I couldn't put it down. So it's definitely good for kids, young adults, teenagers, and adults.
And it's also good for parents to know what their kids are reading. It's stressed so much that they know what their kids are doing when they're online, but important for parents to encourage their kids to read, but also know what they're reading.
Yeah, one of the things that I know there was a little bit of with the Harry Potter book, some parents were concerned, and especially with the Golden Compass, I think that's more recent. My book has been compared to those, but it's definitely more upbeat. The magic, they're not killing animals and doing rituals and stuff like that. The magic is fun. Imagine a gigantic flame-throwing pigeon roaming the streets of New York. It's that type of fun magic.
And, of course, winter is usually a pretty good time to kind of curl up with a book, isn't it?
Yeah, I think right now kids, they just finished Christmas. They got their gift certificates to Barnes & Noble and Borders, and now's definitely a good time to get those books bought.
So what's next for you, or is the series going to continue?
Yes, the series is definitely going to continue. I have the ending in mind. Every book is pretty much loosely rough-drafted. I really like good endings with movies and books, and so I'm hoping that I can give a really good ending to each book, and especially the series, so it's very satisfying.
How many books do you plan on having in the series?
You know, I'm thinking there are probably about 6, and then probably a standalone novel with one of the characters.
Is writing something you always enjoyed?
Oh, yeah. Even when I was a little kid, second grade, I when I first started writing my first story, and I found it in my keepsakes the other day, and I couldn't believe what an imagination I had as just a little kid.
That's great, and of course, there's so many kids now enjoying your book, Apparel World Zero, and if people want to find it, where will it be?
The best spot right now is to go to pworlds.net. That's my website. I have listed there, you know, Barnes & Noble and Amazon links, but also your local bookstore. You can ask them to order it for you. It's just brand new, so they might not have it yet. But pworlds.net, I also just added a book trailer with the characters from the front of the book. They actually agreed to play some parts in the book trailer, which is a fun thing to do as well.
Sounds very fun. Matthew, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Matthew Peterson has been our guest this morning. Thanks a lot. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.